visiting with director and filmmaker Dr. Kelly Richmond Pope, and she is the person behind the documentary titled All the Queen's Horses. That details the story of Rita Crundwell, the former comptroller in small-town Dixon, Illinois, who embezzled just shy of $54 million over about a 20-year period. And I guess the first question you probably always get, Dr. Pope, is how in the world did that happen?
Yes, that is the common question. And really, simply answered, lack of segregation of duty and poor internal controls. And those are the two pieces.
And $54 million in a small town, even over a 20-year period, that's the reaction you get from most people is, wow, $54 million in a small town like that? How does one not notice that?
Well, I think that the 53.7, you know I'm an accountant, so it's $53.7 million. And it's not even that it's a small town. Any place, that's a big number. Any place. I mean, even I live in Chicago. So even in the city of Chicago, $53.7 million missing is a lot. And so the way that it happens is, you know, it's an accumulation of theft over time. So it's not as though one day she just stole $50 million. But when you think over a 20-year period, it adds up. And so she was really good at keeping the town running, paying the bills that were necessary to be paid. But as we know, with any organization, you have excess. You have you have money that you don't always use, or you have money that's earmarked for things that you could redistribute. And so she was just able to redistribute it into her pocket. So,
well, and I guess logistically how it worked is basically she set up a dummy or ghost account where a lot of the money was funneled to. And when you talk about segregation of duties, she basically handled every financial transaction within that city hall, and then she had a pretty close relationship with the auditing firm.
Absolutely. And the setup that the city of Dixon had is not uncommon to small, medium, and even sometimes large organizations. So, you know, when you have a trusted finance person that handles everything, you know, that's not as rare as you think.
Well, I guess the other interesting thing is when you watch the documentary, it's available now on Netflix. Again, All the Queen's Horses is the title. Director, filmmaker, Kelly Richmond Pope, she's an accounting professor at DePaul University in Chicago, is, you know, some people in that area, you know, there were some, you know, red flags, like, you know, wow, she, you know, living like this in this small town and being just a, you know, comptroller of this small town government. But then a lot of people thought, well, she inherited money from a rich relative, another relationship, maybe she came into some money some way, somehow. but when it was all said and done, no, none of that was true.
Right. And so, and what's interesting about those rumors is they're very hard to prove. So, in essence, she could have inherited money. Or she could have had an investor in her ranches. Like, who's to say that she wouldn't, and how would you prove that she didn't? So, you know, a lot of times we have questions about things, but we don't always know who we can ask. And I think this is a prime example of that. Like, who are you really going to ask if Rita inherited money? Were you going to ask Rita that question? Are you going to ask her family? Like, that's a really good way to get people off of your track.
And I know in the film, she declined interview, and she's serving 19 years, 7 months in prison. Now, how this came about, the investigation, is basically by happenstance, where you have a city clerk serving in the absence of Rita Crundwell. basically asking for all the financial documents. She's in a rush trying to get some financial documentation work done, up against the clock, ask the bank, send me everything. And then that's where they are alluded to the fact of what in the world is this one account she had set up. And I guess the question is if that city clerk didn't ask for those documents that day, how much longer would this thing gone on?
You know, it probably would have gone on until Rita retired, because what you often find is your finance person is often left alone. And, you know, a lot of people will say the common term, I don't do numbers. And so when you find that you have a really good finance or accountant that you can trust, you typically let them just go and do what they do. And you don't ask any questions because you assume that they know, or you don't want to know. So I think it would have gone on as long as Rita wanted it to go on.
And the question then becomes, and I know the documentary delves into this question, who is to blame? Did you get a clear-cut answer for that? I know when you talk about the legal channels, the auditing firm was sued, the bank was sued civilly by the government, but I know when you talk to some of the people in the town of Dixon, they're like, well, some of the onus is on the government as well, the government within the city of Dixon. Do you think there was a clear-cut answer for that?
Well, I think that if there's not a clear-cut answer, because in my opinion, it's a shared responsibility, because Rita was the city comptroller, and yes, she did something wrong. But every person that did not engage with their community and pay attention to read financial statements or go to the city council meetings, you know, we all share a role in something when something goes wrong. And so one of the messages that we wanted to portray in the documentary was, you know, what was the auditor's responsibility? What was the bank's responsibility? What were the residents' responsibilities? What were the council members' responsibilities? Everybody shared a responsibility. Now, I'm not saying that all the responsibilities are equal, but you can't be a disengaged member of a community, and then when something happens, you're mad at who did it, because you're a member of that community as well.
And I guess the other thing, and you had hit on it at the beginning of our conversation, is segregation of duties. And basically what that means is many eyes have to be looking at those transactions. Many different people have to provide oversight. It can't be just one person doing all of that. That's what I learned from that. And I hear that when you go to these auditing presentations now, if you go cover the town hall beat, and you listen to the auditing report, they always bring up segregation of duties. And I think the other thing, too, here within the last 10 years, or I'd say since this incident happened, I think 2012, is the governments now, they're really these local governments, the recommendation is you should be changing your auditing firms every so many years, that you shouldn't have the same auditing firm year in and year out.
Right, and that's something that in the accounting profession we do talk about. But I think you can also see the benefit of having some level of familiarity when you go into these situations, and the cost associated with swapping out every 3 to 5 years. I do think that it's a good practice. However, you still need all of those other eyes that are outside of the auditing firm. I mean, you think about there were multiple city council groups that were elected and came into office during this 20-year spree. There were tons of residents and citizens that were a part of this community that watched this for years on end. So I do think that the rotation of auditors is important. But as citizens, we have to care about the communities that we live in and make people accountable to what they say they're doing. And if we check out, then things like this can happen.
And again, I strongly recommend that, you know, people take the time and delve into this and watch this documentary. You know, I'll leave you with this. When you talk about the impact of this story, right? I mean, you say Dixon, Illinois, and most people now, the first thing they will say is not Ronald Reagan. They say what? That seriously, that you say Dixon, Illinois, they say Rita Crundwell. That's the type of impact this story had. Now you're talking about $53.7 million. There's some truth to that, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, Rita's impact is really incredible when you think about it, because of what she did with the money, because she bought quarter horses, and she competed, and she won all these world championships. There's so many different lives that this story touches for multiple reasons. So you have the equestrian community, you have the residents of Dixon, you have the investigative community, you have auditors, and then you just have people that just like true crime films. So you have so many different people that this story touches. But the amazing part of this story is the horse impact and how that community felt so wronged by what she did.
And
the last thing that you ever want to find out is that you lost to a competitor that was cheating.
To the tune of $53.7 million over 20 years. All right. Again, it's All the Queen's Horses. It's now available on Netflix. It documents the story of Dixon, Illinois, and the comptroller Rita Crundwell serving 19 years, 7 months for embezzling $53.7 million over about a 20-year period. The director and the filmmaker is Dr. Kelly Richmond Pope. She is a professor of accounting at DePaul University in Chicago. Thank you very much for your time today.
And I just want to add, we're also on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, YouTube, in case you don't have Netflix. So you can also view it there as well.